Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So I want you to remind you of the timeline here. Opryland USA was later called Opryland Theme Park and then just Opryland. It was in Nashville, Tennessee. It opened in the 1970s. Operated from 1997, and then it closed, supposedly because of it wasn't attracting the kind of numbers that it did. It closed.
Sort of the theme park, not
right.
The Opry House.
Not the Grand Ole Opry,
right, exactly.
But Opryland Theme Park.
Right.
Okay, when it closed, they tore it down, and they created a new thing there. It was the Opryland Mills Mall. But what happened was, earlier this month, Tennessee was hit with a lot of rainfall, severe rainfall, more than a foot in water on the streets of Nashville. And not just the state capitol or the Country Music Hall of Fame were affected, but also this Opryland Mills Mall. It's been empty since then, and a group of citizens is now rallying to tear down the mall, which is now, of course, flood damaged, and replace it with Opryland.
Another theme park.
New Opryland. I'm joined now by Susan Alsup. She's rallying supporters for this cause using a Facebook group that has more than 32,000 members. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
Why do you want to tear down the mall and build a new Opryland?
Well, actually, the thing about Opryland is it's a theme park that is not like any other. And the people who grew up here are very nostalgic about it. We have plenty of malls here, and some going out of business as we speak. And the fact that the theme park was torn down, people were upset at the time. And I think because of the floods and the fact that the mall is all on the news and they're trying to fix it back up and everything right now, has brought people to realize that this might be an opportunity. I know it is in a flood zone.
Yeah.
So that doesn't have to necessarily be built right there. But the fact that it's gone, I mean, I don't know anyone who lives in Nashville that would not love to have it back.
Right. But first of all, tell me, what do you remember about this theme park that makes it so special to you?
Well, one of the things about it was one of the first of its kind as far as it was a musical theme park. And it had all sorts of different types of venue. They had bluegrass, we had musicals, New Orleans jazz, rock and roll, country, western. A lot of people got their start there. It was something not just for children, but adults also enjoyed it. And so many people have memories from there, taking their families, working there in the summers in high school. It just is a part of Nashville.
Okay, Susan Alsup, you're also a middle school teacher there in Nashville. Nostalgia doesn't necessarily sell a lot of tickets. Do you look at your middle school, think about your middle school students here. Are they going to buy tickets to a new Opryland?
Oh, definitely.
Really?
I mean, a theme park. I mean, we have people here that will go all the way to the Smoky Mountains just to see Dollywood because there's just something about a theme park. It's a great destination.
But Dollywood, I mean, Dollywood is a legend.
Well, Dollywood is a legend, and so was Opryland as well. I mean, we still have signs. When you come into the city on the interstate, there are still three signs to direct tourists to Opryland. It's almost as though it's destined to come back.
Susan Alsup, middle school
That's
teacher
sweet.
And the creator of the Facebook group that is rallying to bring back Opryland from in Nashville, Tennessee.